We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Bill, any update on your quarterback situation? Will Bailey be a starter this Sunday?
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. Just take it day to day. Just going to use that once a day.
Any update on Mac and how he's feeling?
Yeah, we'll have the injury report for you. Yeah, can't wait to get it out. I just want to make sure it's accurate, so see where things are, you know, in practice.
Has Brian been cleared to practice today?
Yeah, with that injury report, can't wait to get that to you. We'll have all the details there, see where everybody is.
Did say last week that Mac was making, making good progress. Do you still feel that that's the case here this last 5-6 days?
Sure, yeah, he's definitely made progress.
That was a playful Bill Belichick yesterday.
Wow.
Dry but playful.
I'll get saying, that out to you.
Can't wait to get that injury report out to you. What
really
did it say? It said Mac Jones was limited. Looks like he'll be limited again today. Limited participant in practice. Some videos coming out from the reporters down there at Gillette. Stepping into the throws. Looks ginger.
He looks ginger.
Apparently they got incredibly short access today. I believe Phil Perry specifically said it was an especially short access period. That makes me think that they tried him out there for stretching and saw him throw the ball twice, and then they were like, that's it?
I do worry that, first off, I don't think he's playing. I don't really think anyone thinks he's playing, but I don't know. Maybe they try to push him. I have no idea. But when Orlovsky, when you asked him that last question about, like, what are some of the concerns, and he's talking about not stepping into the ball and having ball sail on you a little bit, maybe not having the arm strength you normally have. It's not like this guy's got a cannon as it is. You know what I mean? And I would say what I've seen the last 2 days of him at practice is limited, like just at least hopping around and moving back and like throwing, even though it's ginger, as you said, like, you know, he doesn't look 100%. That's a positive. That's a good sign. That tells me that it might not be 6 weeks. You know what I mean? But it ain't two, you know? So it's like, if you can get him back for next week or even the week after, like, I think it's positive, but thinking he could push him here, just to me, it makes no sense.
I'm still going back to this narrative that's out there that the Patriots are the ones pushing him. I feel that this kid is pushing himself. Like, I think that he wants to be out there, and he's the one who's trucking himself out there for practice and trying to get himself up to speed. I'm sure that Bill, on the one hand, is saying it's not open heart surgery the way that he's always been. But at the end of the day, Bill, to me, the conversation that we just had with Dan Orlovsky, if you missed it, check it out on the Odyssey app from ESPN. He was great on all the quarterback stuff all the time. But the conversation to me is not even so much about Mac's health. Everyone's so focused. Oh, if Mac goes out there, oh, if Mac takes his sack, oh, Mac's foot is going to fall off. Like, I'm not trying to be callous here, but I'm pretty sure that the calculation that Bill is making right now is, what am I going to get better production out of under center? Is it a hobbling Mac, a Mac who can't step into the throw, who doesn't have the power behind the throw, or this kid who has such limited experience in this level of football, and can I trust him? Like, it's a very difficult calculation. I think it's a football calculation he's making rather than, ooh, got to bubble wrap this kid for another week.
See, usually if a guy is like a stud, like, you know, like that high level type of quarterback, really any position, and if you'll take 75% of that guy because he's so good, he has such a lead on everybody else because he's just so talented. But that's not the case with Mac. So if you get 75% of Mac, you basically get, like, I don't even know who I would compare him to. 75% of Mac would be what?
Brian Hoyer?
Would it be? I don't know. I was going to say Brock Osweiler, but he was a starter. Like, whoever, like, a crappy quarterback, because that's what he would be, a non-starter, a journeyman who never actually starts ever. And it doesn't make any sense. I think in this situation, the best thing to do is just sit his ass anyways. Because based on everything that the Detroit Lions are going through, how bad their defense is, and all I'm hearing from Detroit is, what you've been talking about. They blitz too much. They take too many chances. They have to simplify the scheme. That's what I heard today.
Well, Detroit,
they have to simplify the scheme.
The Detroit Lions blitz. I think they're top three or four as far as how often they blitz. However, they're like bottom third and actually getting to the quarterback. So,
okay, so
they blitz a ton. Wait, they never get there.
There's the bark.
It doesn't work.
Well, it doesn't work.
It doesn't work. So it's killing them, too, because they're not getting to the quarterback back, but teams are running into the blitz. So they're running into the blitz. So what Seattle did, they said, screw it, we're going to check a run into the blitz. So they had eight plays of 20 yards or more because they ran into the blitz.
Right.
It shouldn't work that way. No. So I say for Zappe, this is the best opportunity ever. They're going to completely simplify their defense because they can't do anything right. And they know their offense is explosive enough to at least give them 30 points on a bad day against this defense.
The other thing, too, Orlovsky was talking about in that last answer, saying how, you know, can't get worse, you know, whatever, right? And it's just, I hate that answer. You know, it can't get worse.
Yeah,
you know,
sure can.
Of course it can. You know, we talked about guys don't roll up on the feet again. Well, how did he get hurt in the first place? He got sacked. He got grabbed by the ankle. You don't think they're going to be grabbing his ankle and turning him? But more importantly, if he's not as mobile as he normally is and can't get out of the way of a hit that knocks him out of the game, right? Like, that would be a concern of mine. So, and it's a, you know, concern. Hopefully he's, you know, close to 100%, not 100%, but, you know, 90, 85, 90%, you know, before he goes into a game. You know, this game is, I don't know how Detroit did it last week. You know, Amon-Ra St. Brown didn't play. DJ Chark didn't play. DeAndre Swift didn't play. And they put up 45 points against Seattle. That isn't
and
a complete
lost.
Sieve. It's not a great defense by any means. But still, it's 45 points in the NFL. Meanwhile, they gave up 48. And Seattle pulled the Buffalo and never punted. Like, I don't know. I would look at that offense with Jared Goff and Jamal Williams and Josh Reynolds. I know Hawkinson's fantastic, but it's like, they put up 45 points in the NFL.
That's kind of incredible.
And
like,
lost.
How did that team put up 45 points? I'm just—I know they lost, but he's talking about all like the system. I don't know all the play action and movement they have, but Jared Goff, Josh Reynolds, Hawkinson, and Jamal Williams should not be putting up 45 on anybody in this league. You know, I'm not. They're good, yeah. But really,
it is amazing, and the defense is so bad. And here's what I heard. So I heard Bill, whenever Bill starts, like, you know, talking about the other team's punter, I usually get a little nervous.
Excellent observation.
Yeah, I feel like, so he said this about Jack Fox, the punter for the Detroit Lions. Says he's the best punter in the league. And then he goes in this and reasons why. And he says he can throw. The last time I heard Bill talk about a punter like that
was Hecker.
The dude's a weapon.
Sucked back then.
Exactly.
The Rams are bad.
So if you're highlighting special teams punters as like being a weapon, like, I feel like you have nothing else to talk about.
He pointed out a Lions linebacker, Chris Board, not for his linebacker play, but for his
special teams
gunner play.
I was trying to find him. I was like, who the hell is this guy, this Board guy?
Quote,
really every kick.
Quote, that's the best special teams player we'll play against all year. He's great, a great player. His name's Chris Board.
Yeah.
You ever heard of him?
Special teams
no.
player. No. And this is the point of this game. Like, I'm fascinated in this game on Sunday. Because even Dan was talking about it could be a shootout. What does a shootout look like for the New England Patriots with Bailey Zappe?
A running shootout.
Like, so,
running.
So you
it's
can
like Army
28
Navy.
Points.
So how do you
Army
run
Navy.
To a shootout is what I'm saying. Like, how do you – is
game's
it 70
over
yard, if it's 70 yard, but like, if it's over quick, then it's not a shootout. Then it's like – if it's just running, then it's like 24-21 because all they did was run and it was tick, 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 tick.
That's what I think it's going to be. The clock management. I look, we keep talking about how they put up 45 points against the Seahawks. They put up 36 against the Commanders. They put up 35 against the Eagles. I think that was like the worst game that the Eagles have played so far this season in week one.
And they did against the Vikings too, right?
They had 24 against the Vikings. So that's a little bit more normal. Like a 24-28 score between Lions and Vikings, I feel like that's the territory that you want to be in a little bit more.
Yeah, but they you know, I'm just looking at their season so far. So they played the Vikings, the Commanders, the Seahawks, and Philly. Philly was really the only team that had a legit offense. Good skill position players,
legit
A.J.
offense.
Brown, you know, they got a really good offense. So, okay, you know they should do it. But all these other teams, they're not known for their offense. In that Minnesota game, like the kicker missed like a couple kicks. They should have won that game. At worst case scenario, they should be 2-2, but they don't have a kicker. They're a sieve on defense. They blitz way too much, but offensively, they just.
And I just saw Jeremy Fowler say DeAndre Swift looks like he's out, And Amon-Ra St. Brown didn't practice again today. He may be out.
They had like ten players on their report yesterday or something like that.
Yeah. This is the perfect situation for Zappi. The perfect situation. Like, I just don't feel like they're not going to add a bunch of crazy plays or max protect, maybe. Because I would say, like, if I guess it would depend on how explosive this offense is.
Let me ask you this. This is a concern because a team that does blitz a lot, him identifying the blitz.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wouldn't that be a concern? Identifying a blitz and coverage and everything else and communication? Like, wouldn't that be a big concern with a guy that hasn't played much going up against? Granted, they don't get to the quarterback and they leave their corners and secondary on an island because they don't get home.
Will he be able to see that?
Would be able to take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm. No.
So, I mean,
I'm
just without
no.
the experience.
Well, okay, so what do you run in a screen? You run draw, you run, blitzes. You run screens, you run draws, you run some sort of like tunnel screen, something like that. Or you run into it. You run into it. The Patriots did this against Pittsburgh. I think it was Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh kept blitzing at the end of that long 6 minute and 30 second drive, and they were gashing them with it. Gashing them because they would run weak side. So they ran into the blitz, but they found the little tunnel right
and
there.
Can he get you into that play?
Yeah, is he going to be able to find
well,
that?
Well, it's a call it and run it. It's a call it and run it.
Well, that's what I mean. So that's
doesn't matter. You don't have to do anything. You're running it either way. That's on Matt Patricia.
Did it make you feel better about Gilbert? Gilbert Grape?
It did make me a little feel better about Gilbert.
I think that's just his buddy is what it sounded like.
Sounded like his buddy, yeah.
But let me ask you this really quick.
Oh, I love him. I love Gary.
He's big and strong.
Because you're both very strongly in the camp of Mac. It does not make sense for a Mac to play.
No, absolutely not.
What if he's essentially just the brain back there? Like being able to recognize those things. If it's like 70% handoffs anyway.
So he's the Peyton Manning last year with the Denver Broncos. Listen, just identify everything. Make sure we're in the right play. We know
because
we're talking
about where you can exploit what this team is giving you with the blitz. And if you can't trust Zappi to identify it, not anything against him, just he doesn't have the experience.
Well,
he doesn't have
you,
the foresight.
Were they doing a great job before with him?
I feel like when Mac comes back, everyone's going to be like, the season's saved.
He's saving
like,
us.
Yeah, the 31st ranked quarterback is back. Woohoo! Can't wait.
They could not have a better opponent. The only scary thing.
Although, I don't know
the
about
The only
that.
Scary thing is just, okay, so are the Patriots, are they stout enough? All right, so if they're averaging 35 points a game, 35, that's insane. They're 1-3.
See, I just
shouldn't happen.
It's almost like I got to see it with my own eyes because I actually felt like Pittsburgh. I think right now, a team that they play that struggles to score, that's why even Green Bay I thought was going to be a close game. That offense is a mess, and you can run against them. I got to see it with my own eyes. I got to see Jared Goff being good. You know what I mean? With Josh Reynolds. Like, I have to see it because I think right now playing a team that can put up 30 or averaging 35 points is a bad matchup for you, especially given you got at your quarterback position. They'll run the ball. I don't know. I don't think you want to play a team that can light it up right now, even though I still don't trust Jared Goff to so-called light it up, even though he has been.
I want to ask one more thing about Mac playing Sunday or not. Is there anything that Bill has to gain by having Zappi out there in terms of motivating Mac?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Now, this is the kind of sadistic part of Bill that I think some people appreciate.
See, I want to ask you this. Christian, I want to ask you this.
Luke,
because
you know where I'm going.
Yes.
You don't always lean on on actually knowing the Bill's insights with how he deals player to player. You don't expose that a lot.
No, but I do think he loves competition. He loves challenging people, loves challenging them. And if we go back to the whole Michael Lombardi stuff, like we felt like he was like really ripping Mac Jones.
He's not going to have a job in
this
league.
He's like, he's going to bench him. And I feel like,
Who does he think he is?
Yeah, and it's not even his fault. Like, look at the offensive line, look at the stupid play calling, but he won't blame him. So it's Mac's fault. So Mac needs to learn a lesson. Mac needs to be stressed out. Mac needs to hurry up and get healthy and then make sure he makes good decisions.
Okay,
God forbid Bailey Zappi.
He can't just hurry up and get healthy.
My point
he
is,
can't
but
just like
you
cast
can.
A spell
he's
on his
head. We just talked about it. Yeah, of course you can. You take the needle. There's a little something called
torque. We didn't talk about this on air.
Oh,
we talked about this. This was in real life. So why don't you get into that very quickly?
Well, you know, go ahead.
No, I'm saying to your point, like, Bailey Zappi goes out there and plays well. Mac Jones is like,
uh-oh.
Yeah, get back out there.
He's a fourth round pick.
Is there anything Bill loves more than making a player who's been successful a little uncomfortable?
Yes.
You could question whether he's been successful or not, but yes.
He was successful last year, I'd say.
Well, Brian Hoyer's no threat, correct?
No.
How about Bailey Zappe?
Yes.
Well, more than Hoyer.
It's the unknown with Zappe that creates the threat.
Here's the thing, like, not to use, you know, Cooper Rush, the dude out in, you know, Dallas, who is filling in for Dak Prescott. And then so the owner, Jerry Jones, says, I would love me a quarterback competition. This is when, you know, he won one game. Now he's competent. And now Dak Prescott is probably freaking the F out right now. Even though he's making all this money, this is what happens. Somebody else, then you have like a real decision. Should I pull this guy?
There's nothing wrong with it. It's good.
No, and I feel like, so let's just say, okay, play make-believe right now. Let's say Mac Jones is out for 6 weeks, and then he gets four legit starts, and he wins every single game. Okay, what are we doing? Are we going to pull
him? The reality
is, we're going to sit there and say it's the Jets and the Lions and the Bears.
Well, whatever. I mean, if he's protecting the football?
Yeah,
you know, I mean,
there
we heard Mike Lombardi the other day talking about this guy and Mac Jones and how he's disappointed. He thought he was a smart player.
He was in danger of really of either changing what he did or he's going to lose his job. He's not going to play in the NFL.
I hated those comments.
That's a message, though. That is 100% a message.
He's
so,
Bill's mouthpiece.
You're not going to play in the NFL. You keep turning the ball over like he was.
So listen to the tone in Lombardi. He's angry about it. This is Bill venting. This guy, I got to teach him a lesson.
Yeah.
I don't have an opportunity. What, I'm going to put Hoyer in? No. Like, listen, it's like he doesn't want him to get hurt.
If Zappe plays well for another 2 weeks,
you better get your schedule soft.
Let's say they beat Detroit. Let's say they win the next game. Is it Cleveland, I think? Is that the order? Let's say they win a couple of games. Mac does come back. And he continues to throw the ball around, as Mike Lombardi / Bill Belichick say. Yeah, I could see him being like, Zappe, you got the second half. You know what I mean?
Here we go, Wally Pipp.
Wally, what?
The famous
but
Wally
if you're Mac
Pipp
Jones, that's what you're thinking.
Walker.
Whether it's reality or not, that's what you should be thinking. Now, he's a motivated kid, but that doesn't matter. Like, Mac's a motivated. Doesn't matter. Look what
Does he need extra Tom Brady, for Christ's sake. Do you think he needs extra motivation right now?
I think, yeah.
He's a perfectionist already.
I think they all do.
Can you say the same thing about Tom Brady?
I don't know if
when
Tom
they
Brady
drafted
was
Jimmy
a,
Garoppolo, didn't you get the best years of Jimmy Garoppolo?
He was already Tom Brady at that point.
Right, but that's a guy that doesn't really need to be motivated. That's not a guy that's really threatened to take his job. And you saw the way he played after they drafted Jimmy Garoppolo. Hell, what about the guy he just played, Aaron Rodgers, last 2 years?
With Jordan Love.
So I'm just saying, these guys that are already great and motivated and they don't need that motivation. This is talking about a kid that's played a year and 3 games, for God's sakes. Yeah,
do you guys think the Washington football team, formerly known as the Redskins, they were motivated when they drafted a first-round and a third-round quarterback?
Yeah, and then the third-round quarterback took over.
They're just
incredibly
dumb. That was
an internal debate in between ownership and the coach. But I will
a
say
dysfunction
this,
I, draft room that's yeah. like I want fine yeah. that's fine, but get my guy in the third yeah. then.
So Shanahan was like, screw it, I'm going to get the guy I want to get, which was Kirk Cousins, which ended up being a better quarterback. Well, depending if things
probably motivated RG3 though. No,
no, he was hurt. The first pick of the draft. Oh, and he was second. He was behind Andrew Luck. He didn't need any. He didn't have anything to worry about. But just back to this. The beginning of this, right? And I mentioned joking a little bit about the sadistic, you know, matter.
You also mentioned a needle that we never got to.
We'll get to that also.
Okay.
But I don't think Bill has any intention of pulling or starting Bailey Zappe over Mac. What I do think he likes and will welcome is the fear that exists. So when guys are afraid and they think they're going to lose their job, they do study more. They do practice more. They are a little bit more cautious than they would be when they know nobody's going to take their job.
He wants him on his heels.
I'll do whatever I want. Yes.
He wants him to feel like he's gaining on him.
Even though it's not real, because I don't think it is, but it's the – it's the
idea
implication
it.
That it's going to happen.
Just the idea of it.
The threat.
Yeah.
I like it.
Now back to the needle.
Yes.
You got time for the needle story?
Yeah, real quick.
So,
getting in the needle.
Tortle. Like, I mean, if you really are freaking out and if you really want to come back, you can take a Tortle shot and you won't feel a thing.
That's a bad idea. Because what happens after the game and Tortle wears off?
I know. It's the worst. It's terrible. Like,
now I definitely need next week off.
You're like feeling good. Like my Tortle shots wear off on like Tuesday.
Yeah, you're really endangering the ligaments even more so you don't even know it because you don't feel it.
Ooh, my ankles.
Yeah. Ooh, such a bad idea.
It is.
But it's so good.
Ooh, my back.
Man, I love Tortle.
All right.
If they didn't have Tortle, I would have played 2 years in the NFL.
You're sounding a little bit.
I would have it on off days.
You're sounding Hardo-ish over there. When we come back, we're going to get to the king of Hardos because it is Detroit week. It's Thursday. We haven't talked about the man, Dan Campbell, at all yet. We're going to get to him right after the break.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.